Well, hello guys. Now, a mystery person was spotted today. I wonder if you know who she is. Well, it's the fantastic person, the CEO of Cracker Barrel. You know the one, guys. That along with her whole marketing team, which are all females, 8 of them, had this fantastic idea to rebrand Cracker Barrel. Man, I don't blame you if you didn't recognize her to be that person. Because today she's not wearing a lorry load of fake-up, only a truckload. But when she was telling everybody how wonderful her idea and everybody liked it, she was wearing the old bonsai beach makeup. It's a wonder she didn't catch fire under those studio lights. Oh, and here she is making a really important phone call. But it's obvious to me at least what's happening. Get into a position by DEI or diversity, bring in more femmes and remove the males, then try to remove any hint of masculinity in the company. Feminize it. Make it go woke. And we've seen it time and time again how successful it's been. I guess this is Cracker Barrel's Bud Light moment. And of course they're always saying they're about equality. How did a whole marketing team become femmes? To me, this CEO and the whole marketing team should be removed. That won't make the problem go away, but it would be a start. I myself don't hold much hope of Cracker Barrel surviving, because it looks like the company's been infested by femmes. Most of them are probably activists and feminists. I mean, why don't they all just get together and start a new company themselves, from scratch? Instead of taking a successful company made by males and running into the ground. But I do have to say, I'm enjoying this quite a lot. You take it easy, fellas.